stone house. Ripping strips of muslin from a large swath of cloth and strips from a smaller cloth with leaves and a small child's handprints on them. They talk as they tear, reminiscent of their women ancestors quilting, sewing, and creating with what they had and what had been left over from other projects. Cloth transformed into quilts, stories transformed into community. The day of this sojourn is a gloomy, foggy, rainy, windy day with birds determined to sing regardless. The leaves susurrate outside. An unfinished stone house sits on the hill above the house the woman lives in, as if watching over them. Inside is warm as the women gather near a large stone fireplace with a golden crackling fire as part of their circle. Prior to the gathering, she had found the muslin and the strips they had written on previously. She found a small handmade book she had created in her first expressive arts class. She does not believe she has left it there in the bag with the strips. Yet synchronously, here was the book titled The Gift. The gift she returns is attention, intuition, and intention for the stories embedded in the stories. Women gather in sacred circles, spinning yarns, words, and fibers, weaving together and pulling apart story strands. Quilting bees, busy bees, queen bees, honey times, the golden hours spent in a story family entanglement. They wonder, what stories are they using to tell other stories? What webs are they weaving?